Winner, winner, Jenner, Jenner, Kendall and Kylie.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Now, how long have you two been sisters for?
Like 5 years now, right?
Seeing you know, they got a lady up in there. They close the doors. About 250 people in there. They have a lady at the front. They got her spread eagle, you know what I'm saying, which is which I think should be our national bird, you know what I'm saying, boy. I salute that, dude. I doubt any brothers would kneel if they fucking let that thing fly across the stadium. I know that.
I hope you write that down. That's really funny.
Well, I mean, that's just what's going on, you know?
To my head, because I would not date a single comic for the rest of my life.
And, oh, damn.
And that's a fact.
Look, I could get a new job. I could easily open up a poke shop.
Poke.
I could sell poke, man. Easily. Always, I wanted to talk about orgasmic meditation because I got into that for a while. I wanted to talk about some other things, but we're gonna have to do it a different time because.
Do you know how to do OM?
I was in there.
You got in and.
I was in, yeah. I was in for like 6 months. Oh, dude, I got bit by a fucking Bichon up in Topanga Canyon, touching some lady. Yeah. And it was all sanctioned. This was sanctioned, you know, by the commission or whatever. This was legal.
It was an American stomach. I don't care what his culture is.
You're
that
right.
Thing is not steel clad. Yeah, that's not metal clad. Yeah. He has diarrhea all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Oatmeal. Yeah.
He actually looks like where diarrhea started. If somebody were to, I don't know if they can trace it, but I could see suddenly the fuzz just showing up at y'all's door.
I mean,
kicking
look.
It down, and Bobby's just on the John, you know, just looking up.
There weren't that many female comics like when I started. Like now there's like a ton, but no. I felt like
it was like you, Barry Sobel,
Judy Tenuta,
yeah.
Phyllis Diller.
No, there were only, yeah, there weren't as many.
Deniably cute. Bobby's so probably
cute.
Bobby, it's crazy. Bobby, even Bobby versus a black baby, I'd pick Bobby. And that's wild. You don't use a black baby wins.
Black babies are the cutest.
You know what I'm saying? Paper rocks black baby. Black baby wins every time, dude. But you do paper Bobby black baby, dude. Bobby beats Black Baby sometimes, man.
Oh, dang.
I was like, okay. I thought you were going to put me in a headlock. You make me bath salts.
Bath salts are... People die from them, though, huh?
Yeah. Well, we're going to do the right thing with the bath salts.
Okay. I'm just saying because...
Yeah. Maybe she's trying to get rid of me.
Yeah. If somebody rolls up... Yeah.
I never thought about it. Yeah. I'm going to call her.
Yeah, man. That's swimmer's myth, they call it.
That's it.
That shit is.
That stuff is that's bad, some hardcore dude. Stuff.
I think one day Elon Musk is going to put a gun magnet in the sky and they're all going to go right up there and just zoom to it and we'll
that's
be cured.
Kind of amazing. But it'll lift up cars also.
Well, fuck it. Sometimes you got to see. Hey, dude, look. Just select Toyotas and some of them need to go. The only game I ever went to for the Lakers was when Kobe scored 81 points. It's the only game I've ever been to in my whole life. And I shared like a bowl of peanuts in like some fancy club lounge. It was for players only, I think. And then I got a picture of Chris next to Chris Rock by the bathroom. And he was not happy about it. And I made his wife take it. I asked his wife to take it. And make her do anything. This isn't a Me Too.
What are the words? Can you reveal what are some of the things that women can say to direct you in different ways?
Yeah. Higher, lower, more pressure, less pressure. Can you go a little faster, please? Can you go a little slower, please? To the right, you know, to the left. Now slide. No. And that was a joke I did use one time in the thing. And it got a couple of people to laugh. And one lady even farted a couple of people over when I did. Leave out of there, dude. You feel like damn just, you know, John Wayne Gacy or whatever. Who's the John Wayne?
Sorry. Yeah,
Gacy's a serial killer. But you feel like, you know, like you have like, you know, in your fingertips, you have the magic.
Yeah.
Because you got a woman off. You didn't get anything. You didn't bust. So you got all this chi built up. So you're rolling around town just with a magic touch. You know, you got that King Midas, you know. You got that clitoral King Midas you're running around.
Who did we have? We had this dude named Brian Brian Purvis, the first wigger ever, you know. And they don't have him anymore. They have a couple left, I think, outside of maybe Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like the first white kid that ever wanted to be black, and they'd never seen it before. And they put him in mentally handicapped classes because they thought he was mentally handicapped. mentally challenged.
Is that what they used to do with wiggers?
Yeah. Well, they didn't know. They'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
So they put him in there.
Wow.
So they had people that were really, you know, people that were just you know, didn't know what was going on. Yeah. Deaf people, blind people that were, you know, freebase victims, all kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you just had Brian Purvis just dribbling an invisible basketball, just wearing a fucking Charlotte Hornets pullover, starter pullover, Apex. And just fucking, you know, blowing menthols and fucking yelling at people.
Yeah.
And like, oh, man, we don't know what he has, you know.
Is Brian still in an institution or is he out?
No, he's out. Somebody sent me a picture of him the other day. I think he's in prison somewhere, he's in jail or in or out of jail. But
yeah.
I wish him well. He's a nice kid. He still looks the same. Had nice eyes. I remember that he had pretty eyes for a young fellow that had a rare disease, you know.
Yeah.
But he was one of the wildest locally, you know, because people didn't know what was going on. They're like, oh, we don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Science doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, nothing was wrong. He was just, you know, he bought Shaquille O'Neal's rap album and he just watched Space Jam all the time. You know?
Yeah.
And he listened to Boys to Men. He would just wig it up.
Back to the secret, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My dirty little secret. And one time I was with my boyfriend and I had put deodorant on and he, I guess, licked or his mouth was on something. And then I kind of opened my eyes and I just saw him go,
Yeah.
I was like, you know when you get deodorant in your mouth, like there's it's such an unmistakable consistency.
Oh, definitely, dude.
Because it like part of your tongue like goes numb.
Oh, that's called a that's called the
that's not called
I think it's called a Hartford back alley. Yeah. That's out of Connecticut. That's at Hartford back alley. When you accidentally lick a girl's armpit, you get deodorant in your mouth. You know?
And like, you know how it's like gets real dry?
Oh, yeah.
Like on your tongue.
Oh, because it's an antiperspirant. So it takes all the fucking moisture out of your tongue.
All of a sudden, you just got that like sandpaper on the tip of your tongue. And I saw him because I remember he did it and I like squinted just to look over to see what he was doing. He was like,
my buddy used to do that when his grandmother would be too loud. He put a little bit of deodorant on her tongue.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did have her quiet down a little bit. And she didn't mind it, I don't think, is a little bit of attention. But one thing I want to say is this. So
I will say this, though, and I say it out of love and respect, and I tell him this a lot. He is more light. You can tell that death looks for him a little. You know, like he's had some of the addiction stuff. He's had, you know, he's very, he looks very... You know, he looks really like a strong shellfish would kill him, to be honest. But what I'm saying is, so when you see you
by
with...
strong shellfish, we're talking like a big lobster with a big carapace.
You're talking
like spiny lobster.
No, I'm I'm talking like something food poisoning.
Yeah. I was thinking that a lobster would attack him in the ocean.
Oh, no. I mean, I could see a lobster attacking him at maybe like a pool at like a Hampton Inn or something. But God, you have a beautiful laugh too. But I think a lobster attacking him like at a no, I was thinking more him eating a bad shrimp or having a bad piece of pork somewhere.
Girl. Six like, and four, baby.
Who got baby six Blazers. And who got four?
Is no, that was our
loss
schedule.
Or the win?
Six is the win. You only do the wins first.
Okay, got six and four. Got it.
Yeah, six and four, baby Blazers, dude. And one of our players had to quit at 12 because he got a woman pregnant, dude.
At 12?
Yeah, and it was a black guy.
A
some
woman or a girl?
It was. He got a girl.
How was she?
They were in love, I guess, but they were children, you know?
Yeah.
She was probably 16.
Because he wasn't trying to get her pregnant by spitting on the back of her neck. He did it the right way. He knew how to get it done.
I'm glad the birds and the bees talk that I got came from a hairdresser. That's the one thing I'm happy about because I could not have.
The best joke I ever heard, some guy said, I don't even know who said it. He said, when I masturbate these days, it looks like two white guys getting out of a submarine.
Hunt for the Red October.
And I thought that was the best joke ever. Here's one of my favorite jokes. What's the last thing you want to hear when you're giving a blowjob to Willie Nelson?
What?
I'm not Willie Nelson.
That's a good one.
I don't know who told me that. But God, that's a good joke, man.
I'll pop a 10 milligram just to fucking hit the streets.
What does Cialis do?
Just makes you feel a little bit of fluff, you know?
No, but I mix up Cialis with... like,
they're all the same.
Are they?
Yeah.
All the antidepressants?
Oh, no. I mean, this is an antidepressant for sure.
What does Cialis do?
Erection.
Really?
Makes you stout.
Okay. I thought that was Viagra.
Gives you that Friar Tuck, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Who?
That bow staff.
Please don't call me bruh.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Young lady.
Okay, thank you.
Not little lady.
A lot of this is a land. I have a lot of rules.
No.
For someone this sleepy, I have a lot of rules.
We didn't have a lot of Asians, man. We had a. there was a rumor of an Asian when I was first.
Wait, what was his name?
I'm not sure.
What was the rumor? What was the rumor?
The rumor was, and I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
They had, yeah, they had a rumor that there was an Asian kid, right? And this is after, because we got a Latino kid. Yeah. We got a Latino kid.
A Latino.
Yeah, yeah.
Named, not a family, just one kid.
Congratulations.
One guy. Yeah. Nicholas was his name, and he had a little bit of light facial hair.
Nicholas,
everybody was fired up about that.
Fired.
There was a lot of rumors and stuff going around about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, people had never seen that on children, you know? It was like...
Would it be light hair on the face?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
People are like,
yeah,
he's trying to grow a sideburn on his chin.
Yeah.
So, well, no worries. Keep doing this. In a little bit, we're going to do an Aziz Ansari act out in case, like, we're at the same place and you have to rest, you know?
Was she on Tylenol PM?
She wasn't. So
no,
we can
she's
take 22 that part out.
And she's smarter than
I am. But being 22 is like being on
basically
Tylenol PM.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, basically. It's the Tylenol PM of age. But no, we will do a thing in a little bit where when this Tylenol PM sets in more, where how a man should behave around a woman
who's intoxicated.
Who wants to rest.
See, I almost said incarcerated. It's starting to kick in. It's starting to kick in.
And make sure you get one of those right, because the intoxicated role play and the incarcerated role play.
Very different role, different orifices. Frankly.
Totally different. Yeah, yeah.
This Bobby could hold you down, is what I'm saying. I don't know. Can somebody help me out here?
I think Bobby would haunt the shit out of both of us.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you're... I don't know what you're trying to say, Theo, but you're saying
that... What are you asking me? That's what I feel like.
Are you in line to catch me? Should he die?
No.
Are you the man to take care of this woman and... this damsel in distress?
What? Is this like a... is this a proposal?
No,
Do you seem like the kind of lady who's like, you know what?
Lady? What's lady?
I mean, I call my 9-year-old niece a lady if she's, you know.
But that's like
confident.
Little lady.
Right, little lady.
Lady feels a little like old lady.
Okay.
You know.
You seem like the kind of
the type of bitch.
No, that seems a little bit like we kind of got off the main dragon or on some
that's
side
right,
streets.
That's right.
Okay. You seem like the kind of smitten kitten that that's like, you know what? I'm such a bad bitch. I'm gonna take half a thing on Benadryl and go to this business meeting. No, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like me on a Benadryl is about the level people can handle.
Right.
Like, I'm too much when I'm not on some kind of sleeping pill. So maybe this is good. Maybe this is good for my brand.
Do you got with Gilbert?
Violent. Yep.
He's my sidekick. He's
Jason Priestley,
guy.
Huh? Mm-hmm. He's the Jason Priestley of Siam.
Of Siam.
Can you see it a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dark? Jason Priestley of Siam, man.
Theo Von.
Hey, John.
Okay.
How are you?
Come sit down.
You bet, huh?
Good to see you.
Too. Oh, let's bang with our words, huh?
All right.
So
do a little bit of he was so old that
yeah he was so old, like the kids at school be like, my dad can beat up your dad, and I'd be like, your dad has more organs than my dad. But my dad used to bang your grandmother, and it was true because there was a girl in my elementary school class who my dad used to hook up with her grandmother in the early 30s.
Jesus.